Thank you. We're joined as usual by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning, Rhode Island.
And University of Rhode Island political science professor Maureen Moakley. Good morning, Maureen.
Good morning, everyone.
We're pleased to welcome back the mayor-elect of Providence, Jorge Elorza. Congratulations, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Ian. Pleasure to be here.
You ran on a campaign theme of One Providence, but some people might conclude it was Two Providences because you got overwhelming support on the east side, while the rest of the city offered more support for Buddy Cianci. What do you do to reconcile these two factions of Providence?
Well, you know, we did very well on the east side, and we split the rest of the city with Buddy Cianci. And, you know, the theme has always been the same, One Providence. We rise and succeed, but only if we rise and succeed together. And it's a message that resonated with people throughout the city. So we're excited about the results of the campaign this past Tuesday. And now it's a matter of, you know, feeding and continuing to tap into all of that energy and optimism that our campaign generated, and making sure that regardless of whether you voted for me or not in the primary, I want every voter, every resident in Providence to know that they're going to be included under the umbrella that we're building here in the city going forward.
Let's go to Scott.
Basically, with apologies to Charles Dickens, this was a tale of two cities. Now, you can say it's ever been thus, because in 1974, when Cianci won his first, in those days, improbable victory, I would argue it was improbable that year, if you look 6 months before, as it was for Jorge Elorza to win this year 6 months before. Nobody really expected you to win.
Except for us.
Of course. And you had the confidence and you pulled it out. But, I mean, I really have to look hard and understand that if you get cleaned on the east side, you get creamed on the east side, there aren't enough votes in the rest of the city to make it up. And what's been happening is those three wards from the Oak Hill line at Pawtucket down to the Fox Point waterfront, they're now casting around 30% of the votes in the city. Their share of the population's only 15%. So you can really see how the east side is the fulcrum for mayoral victories.
Maureen, what do you make of this divide between the east side and the rest of the city?
Well, I think it exists, and I think in a sense, you know, you really have to do something about it in terms of bringing people along. It's interesting, particularly in the Latino community, the way it was split. But my question to you is about when you gave your acceptance speech, Angel Taveras was standing behind you, and of course David Cicilline was in the room, and you talked about a change in culture, that things weren't going to be the same. What's going to be the same, and what are you going to change? What's different from your predecessors?
Yeah, not so much. We definitely need a change. But I think more than anything else, what we need is a new direction. You know, there's so many things that are done here in the city for no other reason than that's the way they've always been done. And we have to bring people into City Hall. We have to engage people throughout the communities so we can challenge all of the assumptions. We can challenge the status quo and start asking these questions. Well, why don't we do it another way? How is it done in other places? Is it more effective in other cities? And can we import those best practices here? We need a new direction, and that's what it entails.
Democrat Gina Raimondo defeated Republican Alan Fung in the race for governor, while moderate party candidate Robert Healey attracted a surprising 22% of the vote. Maureen, what do you attribute Raimondo's win to?
Well, I think Robert Healey was a critical factor in this, in the sense that we know that there were a lot of disgruntled union members that voted for him. There were people that were disgruntled in general. I think it's very unfortunate because I don't think we need three parties, as I've said frequently. But she did come in with 41% of the vote. And the other thing is she's a Democrat. I mean, and this is a Democratic state. And so I think Healey was a big factor in this, and it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Jorge Elorza, you're obviously a Democrat, and you and Gina Raimondo campaigned together at least one event. What difference do you expect it to make for Rhode Island that Gina Raimondo will be the state's governor taking office in January?
Well, first of all, congratulations to Governor-elect Gina Raimondo. I look forward to working with her. And I think it makes a great deal for Providence. You know, it's been a long time since the Providence mayor and the governor had a strong working relationship. And, you know, I appreciate her message throughout the campaign, which was we need to rebuild the middle class, and we need to get Rhode Island back to work. We need jobs here in Providence as well. And I look forward to counting on her and working with her as an ally for a very long time to come to turn around our economy.
Scott, what would you say on the question of what put Raimondo over the top?
Well, it's very interesting. The last two governors, Link Chafee, ran as an independent, and now Governor-elect Raimondo, both forged their victories on the same base, Providence and more Providence. Chafee got about 52% in Providence, And I believe Raimondo up around 60%. So even though she's a minority governor, people on the Democratic side love to call Murth York a loser. Ran three times, but Murth York never got as small a percentage of the vote as Gina Raimondo did. What we've had the last two cycles are general elections in the gubernatorial race that resemble big primaries more than they do the traditional two-party system that we look at for votes, and that's really what's happened. So again, we have another minority governor. I think that Gina Raimondo has to reach out to the roughly 60% of Rhode Islanders who did not vote for her and bring them into her coalition. But I do think it augurs well for Providence, as Mayor-elect Alorza said. For one thing, it's rare to have both the mayor and the governor Providence residents. And secondly, obviously, her base is so Providence-centric that she has to pay attention to the city.
Let's stay with Scott here. It sometimes seems like we're in our own little universe here in Rhode Island, and that was particularly true on Election Day, where Republicans triumphed in most of the country, took control of the U.S. Senate, while Democrats in the five state general offices had their first sweep since 1990. What do you make of this contrast, Scott?
Well, the Democrats have been holding all of the Rhode Island statewide offices now for a couple of cycles, except for the governorship. And this is the new aberration we have here, is that for a long time, Democrats in this state and Republicans fought out the governorship, and the independents, who are now the largest voting bloc, the unaffiliated so-called in Rhode Island, have long wanted to put a check on the Democrats' stranglehold or grip, whatever you want to call it, on the General Assembly by putting someone from the opposite party, a Republican, in there. And that didn't happen this time. It did happen in Massachusetts. I just think we're still a small cobalt blue state in what became in this cycle just a tsunami of red.
Mayor-elect Alorza, you are a Democrat. Do you think it's good that the Republican Party is shut out of the major offices in Rhode Island?
Well, you know, it's said that in campaigns and in a democracy, you know, people almost always get it right. And you have to give great credit to all of the candidates this year, because the truth is that we had great candidates at the statewide level. You know, folks from Gina Raimondo to Nelly Gorbea to Seth Magaziner and all the way down the ticket. You know, you have to give them a lot of credit. They ran strong, good campaigns, and they deserve to win.
And Maureen, Republicans thought they had some good candidates in Dawson Hodgson for Attorney General and Catherine Taylor for Lieutenant Governor. What went wrong?
Well, here you see the difference between the city and the suburban areas. I mean, Dawson Hodgson really did very well out in the suburbs, and Catherine Taylor didn't do too badly. The big thing is those core urban situations are the ones that carry the day. And as far as, you know, the Democrats winning, I mean, New England is the most Democratic region in the country. And they did pretty, they hung on in a couple of key races. The only place they didn't was in Massachusetts. So it's a reflection of the region as well as how essentially Democratic Rhode Island is.
Maureen, do you think voters made a sound call by voting down a constitutional convention?
I do. I do think that. I think it would have caused a lot of confusion. I think the idea, fortunately, I think people caught on to the idea of outside money coming in. We had that experience in this election. And I think that was a red flag to people, that no one could know what kind of an impact we would have if we had all this outside money come in on both sides. And so I think because of that, and I think because of the civil liberties issue, I think they wisely turned it down. The voters got it right.
Mm-hmm. Mayor-elect Alorza, you're a law school professor transitioning to become a mayor. How did you vote on the Constitutional Convention and why?
Well, I agree with Maureen on this. I think that, you know, there was always a concern that there were a number of special interests that would come in and, you know, unduly influence the election. And so, you know, I voted, you know, I've been opposed to it from the very beginning. But that's not to say that we don't have great challenges here in Providence and throughout the state. And I look forward to getting going, you know, at the at the beginning of the new year, to turn around our economy, to fix our schools, and to get down to the issues that matter.
Very quickly, Scott, why do you think voters rejected the con?
I think that they figured, look, we've got one legislature that we really don't like very much. Why do we need another one?
All right, we're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
Maureen.
Thank you.
And the mayor-elect of Providence, Jorge Alorza.
Thank you for having me.
We're funded by you, our listeners, and by the Robertson Foundation, continuing the commitment of its founder, Stephen Hamblett, to honest government in Rhode Island through in-depth political coverage. And if you enjoyed the conversation, please visit our On Politics blog at ripr.org.